Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wolma.
I'm Dominic Maniscalchi.
I'm Tyler Caldwell.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
They have like 23andMe for pets, right? That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You can do a 23andMe or like a DNA test on your pet and figure out like its genetics and things like that, you know? So what I was thinking was, what if we did a Tinder for pets?
A puppy Tinder.
Let me tell you why. There's a lot of reasons why you would do this. Maybe you would want to do it. Maybe you want to take the Bumble route, right? You want to just go like, I need a pet sitter. You know, I need to find somebody. I need a dog who's going to play nice with my dog. I'm looking for a dog or a cat, and I want it to be hypoallergenic. I have my own needs. You know, you want to have like some sort of like social networking aspect for dogs. But also, I want my dog to fuck. I think he deserves that. I want my dog to fuck. And you're, I think that owner, he get, I know, give him the pick of the litter, so to speak. No, you know what I mean?
Hey.
So like, I want a Tinder for dogs and cats and pets in general. You know what I mean? I want to be able to swipe left and right. You know, there's Fido, there's fucking whatever, you know, there's Lassie.
When you're swiping, the dog isn't swiping.
Pawing left and right.
I think the dog, this is where I need your help, because I feel like the dog deserves a say, obviously, but at the end of the day, it is a dog. So that would be tough to do, to gauge anyways, you know? So maybe there'd be something, some sort of element to it that would attract dogs, you know what I mean? I've seen videos online of dogs hitting like buttons on the floor.
Yeah.
If they, when they're hungry or need to shit. And so I think we could figure that out for when they're horny as fuck, and then put them on some sort of
tumescence meter that you stick on the dick.
Well, it would be, yeah, you can put it on the dick. I was just, yeah, why not?
Because you don't want to use your hand or your eyes, or you'd rather have it be something that once it's on, it's on. You don't have to.
This would be a great way to avoid like puppy mills and things like that. You know, if you want a purebred, but you don't want to go through that whole hassle of getting some incest dog that's going to have hip dysplasia and die 2 years later. Right. So, and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to engage in that world. You go to Tinder for pets. We'll find a name. We'll get a name. We got time. And you find like, okay, that's a lab. That's a German shepherd or whatever your dog breed is, you know? And then you link them up.
Call send it puppy pics. Love. I don't know.
Puppy love, that's a good one.
I'm trying to think love. Of a name. That wasn't great.
I'm so bad with these names. Damn it, I'm not quick, but I want a name for this app.
We'll think of something.
I would put money on it already exists also. That's the problem with this invention.
There's something like a pet playdate meetup app or something. Like,
yeah.
Guarantees a lot of that.
Maybe that's like, I mean, in the same vein that Tinder is a dating app, but yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just for hookups. Maybe that's kind of the marketing we want to put up for this app. It's like, it's for play dates for puppies, or if you're looking for a sitter or something like that. But at the end of the day, we want these dogs to bone, you know?
Now, question yeah. for you. We live in a very inclusive PC era nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't at least suggest the idea of a puppy grinder, because they're not all straight relationships out there. There's got to be some gay animals, right? There's got to be an animal grinder out there.
Well, here's my theory, and I know people will agree with me on this. Most animals are gay or bi anyways, you know?
Probably, yeah. My dog's
a lot of animals are very gay or bi or whatever, you know what I mean? They just
or
fuck
interspecies.
I can't tell you how many of my friends have been like, oh, this is my cat. You know, he's gay. This is my gay cat. Like, how do you know he's gay? He's neutered and has never even had a boner. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
he owns every single Taylor Swift album. It's a gay cat, okay?
This is a gay cat, yeah. Yes. There's also the aspect of, like, I don't know, maybe the grinder aspect of it is, like, it's different. It's species to species. So if you want to get, like, a liger or something like that.
If your lizard likes fish, this is the app for you.
Because no hate there.
Yeah, of course. Of
love
course.
Is love is love.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be leaving some animals out. They want to find their soulmate.
Yeah, someone wants to make a mule. You go make that mule.
You know? you go right on and do that.
You make that mule. You only get one.
Safe space, safe space.
I see a big problem with catfishing. Maybe literally, but also the...
I want the MTV Catfish guys to do an episode with the puppy dating app.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you want your dog to mate with a dog that's smart, that does a lot of tricks or whatever. It can roll over and fetch and whatever. And you're watching a video of another dog fetching. Are you really going to be able to tell the difference between if it's the same breed? Are you really going to tell if they faked the video?
That is racist of you, Tom. How dare you? Not all animals look alike. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
There would be the problem of you'd get there and be like, you said it was a husky. And they're like, well, actually, it's a miniature or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well,
I didn't say purebred, okay?
It is purebred.
Kind of ridiculous, but... If it's a husky that doesn't fetch and you just bring it over to mate, how are you going to know? Are you going to force it to redo all of its tricks?
There would have to be some form of demonstration.
People have performance anxiety. Come on. Dogs have it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My cousin's cat would jump up and flick the light switch, but you can't get it to do it on cue.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you going to prove that it's the same light-switching cat, you know?
You don't look like your profile. That was me. That was me 7 years ago, okay?
Or it's the cat's gotten fat, and then so you're all mad because the picture was a skinny cat.
Yeah. You said you weighed 90 pounds. That was an old photo.
I was a kitten. This was me when I was a kitten.
Mondays, am I right?
Yeah, the glory days.
This would be the prime application for smell-o-vision because animals use pheromones.
Ooh. Oh.
Absolutely right.
So for dogs then, would that just all be butt picks? Because that's how they meet is sniffing butt. So you're going to be like, I like this behind. I'd like to sniff it.
Yeah.
Swipe right. Yeah, that might be how they do it.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that a lot.
That would work. I think Bezos would invest.
Yeah. He's weird like that. He's into that kind of stuff. Good.
He looks like a lizard, so he might actually have some.
He might find a suitable partner, dude.
Yeah, find
the girl he's with now is making him dress like he's 16 and going to raves. Like you're 50.
There's a photo of him in those pink yachter shorts. It just looks so bad. Like, he looks like a frat boy. It's like, you shouldn't be dressing like that, man.
He's going through
Every billionaire wants to be Joe Rogan.
They all
get ripped and want to hunt things. Like, Zuckerberg was into hunting for a while.
Have you seen the Zuckerberg barbecue video?
Oh, Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
That is one of the best videos. You know,
people keep calling me the Zuck. Can somebody please explain what the Zuck is?
Oh, yeah. What's the Zuck? He keeps mentioning that he's barbecuing on this egg grill. He's like, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Sweet Baby Ray's original. Sweet Baby Ray's. Some people prefer the other flavors, but I like the original Sweet Baby Ray's.
I like the original.
You're a mummy. You're a zombie of a person.
I wonder if I was a billionaire tech guy and people were comparing me with Zuck, would I come off more normal or less normal than Zuck?
You'd be more appealing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
More personable. You're more personable than the Zuck.
A little. Not a lot. I'm definitely on the Zuck spectrum.
There's a spectrum for sure.
They'd just be like, thanks for at least blinking in front of me, you know? acting like a lizard. Some of those VR ads are so funny.
Dude, you see the Apple VR?
No.
Yeah,
it's AR, but it's really creepy.
With the eyes on the front?
Yeah, that is so gimmicky. It's not going to, I don't think that's going to go anywhere. Mark my word.
It's creepy good or creepy bad?
It's $3,500, right? Or $2,500?
$3,500. Yeah.
Starting
it's just goggles that let you see what is really in front of you, but then you have your apps laid out
in between.
And you can select things by looking at them and then pinching with your hand, so you don't need hand controllers. So that's kind of neat.
You're just going to see jackasses walking around. Like,
do you need that? You know,
it looks like it's trash. It's not going to last. It's going to be, they're going to discontinue it in 2 years. That being said, I want one very badly.
I use a VR headset for exercise. I have a Omni treadmill and I play Fallout 4 running around.
Actually, that's awesome. I would want to do that.
I don't see any other use for VR other than gaming, really.
People like to work out, like exercise, it could be helpful there.
They said they wanted to, one of the biggest things Meta wanted to do with VR was you can have your business meeting in VR. Yes. Why would you want to do that?
Do you know the guy Aaron Sorrells in Grand Rapids?
I know the name Aaron Sorrells.
I think he's still running that comedy club on Facebook, VR, whatever it's called. Oh, yeah,
he's got the Metaverse Comedy Club, right?
He went on his podcast and talked about it. I still never bothered to do it.
I know Mike Bussler was on. He was like a pretty big deal on there for a while.
Huh.
He got like Metaverse fame from doing that
club. Clean, it's clean, though, because it's on Facebook. It has to be clean comedy, which kind of sucks. Because everything Facebook is sanitized and clean.
Wild.
Would that be more comfortable or less comfortable performing stand-up in VR? Because you're not actually in front of the audience, but you still have an audience.
There's a bunch of avatars standing in a fake audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like you're performing if I lifted it, like Sonic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Weird.
Shrek and Sonic are in the front row, and you're supposed to be like, hey, dating's tough. It's such a strange concept.
Well, SpongeBob's in the back, like, playing pool.
Yeah. Screaming because his mic is better than mine.
Aaron can kick someone out if they're being an asshole, I think. Right. But I've never done it. Maybe you could do a pet dating VR thing somehow. I don't know.
Oh, pet VR.
I've never Googled that to like YouTube to see if anybody's tried to put a VR headset on a dog and see what happens.
Probably kills him.
You guys watch I Think You Should Leave?
No.
There's a sketch show by Tim Robinson, who's from Detroit. He was on that show Detroiters on Comedy Central. They had like
a season. Yeah.
He has a sketch show on Netflix called I Think You Should Leave. It's fucking unbelievable. It's so funny. And they just came out with the third season. It's a big deal right now. It's like very trending at the moment. There's a sketch where they go on like a game show, and it's like a VR game show. And they put the VR headset on the dad. It's like supposed to be like a kind of like a out of touch dad who doesn't really get technology. And he has like a stroke in the fucking VR headset. Everything. It's so fucking funny.
Like it's all like upbeat and then it gets real serious when he has a stroke.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, God. And he takes it off and he's still screaming. It's so weird. Watch that, dude. Watch I Think You Should Leave. It's so good.
Yeah, maybe the Apple headset would work for pets because it's AR. So you're seeing the room more.
Yeah.
So the dog's not going to run into a wall or something.
You can, like, walk around it, you know, do their little circles that they do, sniff the butt, the virtual butt. Maybe, yeah, you're right.
You could use the battery as the leash of the dog.
Yeah.
But sadly, if they want to get down to business, they're going to have to use your leg. Just be like, okay, yeah. Fido, stop.
We're going to have to get
There's something funny to me about putting a $3,500 headset on a dog's face and hoping it doesn't chew it up or
immediately
something.
Whip it off and bite it or like, yeah, to immediately run into a wall.
Hey, I've heard of worse investments, you know what I mean? Like, it could be way worse.
Anything to add with the pet dating, breeding thing? Breeding always sounds creepy,
Would you have to put in all your medical information?
I wanted to avoid sounding weird. Like we need an app where we can let our pets have sex with each other. What do you guys think about that? But at the end of the day, we need an app where our pets can have sex with each other. So you're welcome, Internet.
I stay with my sister when I'm in Grand Rapids. Sorry to interrupt. And she has a dog and a cat. And I always feel bad because she's at work all day and the pets are like so bored. They're just laying around and... She doesn't want them to go in certain rooms and doesn't want the cat to go outside. And it's like, I feel bad. So I let the pets do what they're not supposed to do just because I feel bad. Their lives are so monotonous. I like like once a month when I'm there for a week, I can give them a new experience. Sure. You know?
The fun like, uncle's here.
Not like fucking other pets, but like going into another room or eating what they're not supposed to eat.
Let's go shit in your mom's room, okay? Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Like it would be cool to even like if you could rent like a little pen so you could have the cat go outside and not like jump over the fence or whatever and get away, you know. Maybe you could expand your idea beyond pet dating for like
yeah, absolutely.
I want other ways to make something. The pet's life better.
I'm looking for like a database for all things pet finder, pet, you know, a tracker. Well, I guess the tracker. Yeah, like something like that. Have like pet sitting opportunities. Maybe have like a dog walker person. Yeah, the social aspect of it, and also like the adoption thing too. It's like if someone's trying to like, we can have the Facebook marketplace of the pet world. You know what I mean?
And is some of the idea that instead of having to go to a pet store or pet breeder and pay a bunch of money, this is like a workaround to
it's a peer-to-peer thing. So it's like it's something to be gained, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to be like the Dr. Doolittle of love gurus.
There we go.
So you're like getting rid of the middleman and making pet care cheaper.
Yes.
Cool. Anything more to add with that?
Pretty good idea.
Hitting the App Store shortly after this goes live.
check Apple and Android.
Yeah, actually, something like that. I mean, depending on what it is, it might work actually in the real world. I don't know if you focus too much on the sex thing. It definitely wouldn't.
My main emphasis is the sex. I feel like any good pet owner would want their pet to get a nut.
I want to be in the boardroom meeting when you pitch this idea. They're like, sir, we should just make it dating. No! They're gonna fuck, okay?
That's my vision. This just popped in my head. Let's say the pet's been spayed or neutered. Like, you know how, like, if somebody, like a human gets testicular cancer, that you can put them on testosterone so they can achieve orgasm, get erections and whatnot. I wonder if you could, like... Well, first of all, I don't know how long that takes. Is it like one shot and then boom, you're erect? Or if it takes like 2 weeks to get your T level higher?
I do not know.
But let's say for the sake of comedy, let's say it's instant. Maybe you could, let's say the dog is neutered. You get like a fake dog penis that has testosterone in it that you just slap on the bottom of the dog in it.
Well...
Simulates being erect.
Let's just go like, and say it. Forget the app. Let's just invest in like dog dildos, you know?
Oh, I thought we were going to invest in puppy Viagra.
But maybe you could even give a neutered or spayed dog a pleasurable sexual experience through technology.
Oh, you make dog prosthetics. That's so sweet. No, they're dick prosthetics. They're not, it's not like a leg or anything. I want your dog to get that nut.
I think that's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
We got it. So scrap the app. We just got to go dive full tilt into the dog or pet pleasure market. We're gonna do toys. We're gonna do the sex meetup apps. We're gonna do Blue Chew for cats. That's a must. That's one of the four pillars of our enterprise.
Can you imagine the day you look up dog toys and it's not just like a squeaker? It's like a dog dill. It's like, no.
You go on Chewy. You go on the Chewy app.
The Kong, that's all.
And you're like, I need a bag of food. I need a new leash. And I need a new Great Dane dildo for my beloved.
Can we call the puppy Viagra Blue Chewy?
Blue Chewy. There we go. Jot that one down.
Here's another silly thought for your idea. So I'm 100% positive that and this makes sense, that most animals are not capable of having orgasm.
Really?
I don't know where I heard this. And I know that it's more than just humans that have orgasms. I don't know if it's all mammals, but like definitely like fish that lay eggs or whatever. Of course, they don't have orgasms. But it's like, could scientists genetically engineer all animals to be able to achieve orgasm, and wouldn't that be a humane thing to do?
So that's where the pillow comes in, right?
What if
that's where the memory pillow comes in. We can give them. We can give our dogs wet dreams with your pillow.
It comes full circle.
We're gonna give our pets wet dreams with your memory pillow.
Oh no!
And then we're gonna rewatch it, and it's gonna be porn for them.
Those aren't the memories. Like it.
I guess the orgasm really is in the mind. So the pillow, maybe even if the animal doesn't have the nerve centers in their groin to achieve orgasm, maybe just using Neuralink or a pillow thing could alter their mind to achieve orgasm, even if their body's not capable of it.
Yeah, I know they tested the Neuralink on a pig to see if they could like train it to go certain places or like basically like control the pig. My question, it was all immediately like, did they make the pig come?
That's the first thought. The only thing I was thinking.
Did they make the pig come?
You know he did. He shot ropes. Like that had to have happened.
Ideally. I mean, how do we know if it works if we don't use it? You know?
Oh my gosh. Just the idea of a bunch of scientists being like, we gotta make the animals come, guys, okay? Like that's our mission for this world.
On the ground. He's like, it's not working.
But where does PETA on this, you know? It's like,
we're down trying to make animals happy. Why not? Why would they be upset?
Fuck it. Because at some point it's going to have to go to people too. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you could do it the vintage way. You could do it the analog way to make yourself come, you know, have a partner or whatever. Boring. I want to hit the button and just fucking, you know what I mean?
What if they had like human trials? Like a mad scientist. I think they'll have human trials before they test on the animals.
Like, they're gonna do it the other way around.
Just like, I think this will work.
He's like, yeah, he's strapped in. He's like, it's good. Get him out. Like that story, that poor woman who's like, I have an orgasm every 12 seconds or something like that.
Oh
like,
yeah, yeah. There's, from what I remember, it was this guy that he's a dad, and like he has an orgasm like every minute or something like that. And then he had a sex change because he was like, I feel like, I think it was because of all those orgasms. He's like, I just want to, I don't know why, but like,
I just got to get out of this body.
Yeah. He's like, it felt better. These orgasms are better.
Well, we can wrap it up. Any shows or podcasts or anything you're doing that you want to plug?
I just started hosting a show, a comedy show in Grand Rapids, a Garage Bar open mic on Ottawa Street every Tuesday night at 7:30. A lot of show up, go up spots available. It's a great time. Find the Facebook awesome. Page, the Instagram page. You can find me on social media at TheTac32. That's for all of the social medias. I'm doing a feature show on the 16th. I think that's this upcoming Friday. I don't know when this comes out, but.
Where is that?
At Pinkcrest. That's some bowling alley that they rent out and do like comedy shows at night. It's pretty cool. It's like Twin Lake, Muskegon area, west Michigan.
I have June 27th at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, the Detroit to LA competition.
I'm doing Comedy Outlet Monday, June 26th. I've never done that one yet. I have my Gaming McFitness Twitch stream thing where I build game controllers into fitness machines and then stream on them. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.